Today is Saturday, the 22nd of January 2022, and we are here gathered for the 17th session on mindfulness for beginners in English. And I would like to welcome representing Saravanaya Forest Monastery, Venerable Akmimana Dhammagutta Thero, to this session today. Venerable Homagama Dhammakusala Thero is on taking part in a different activity at the moment. Therefore, we are quite fortunate to have Venerable Bhante Akmimana Dhammagutta Thero joining us for this session today. So, I would like to welcome him on behalf of all the organizers and all the participants. And on top of that, I would like to welcome all the participants joining through Zoom for today's session. For us to begin the session today, I would like to warmly invite Venerable Bhante to commence the session with in-session mindfulness guided practice to start. Venerable Bhante, over to Bhante for the guided mindfulness practice.
Have a good day for everyone, because I can see different people coming from different time zone. So for UK people, have a good morning, and others have a good evening. I think only I am the beginner in this program. I think most of us are not beginners for this program. So as a beginner, I will try to fulfill the Dhamma Kusala Bhante's work, try to do. Maybe I am, I be, I mean, maybe I can do that correctly, or maybe sometimes I maybe fail. Anyhow, think as I'm a beginner for this program. All you know that what is mindfulness. As a beginner, the mindfulness is the is staying in the current moment with the myself, not thinking about the outside, not thinking about the future, or not thinking about the past. That is staying in the current moment. But in our life, from the day we born, we practice unmindfulness. So that is not staying with the current moment with the myself. So practicing mindfulness is difficult because of we have not stayed with the current moment at with myself. So we have to practice mindfulness to stay with the current moment for myself, because we have practiced unmindfulness for a long time. So that's why we are selecting the as our body as an anchor, and to practice mindfulness to stay with the myself in the current moment. For that, today I like to do the mindful sitting. Most of you may know that what is mindful sitting. So we are staying the current moment with sitting posture. For that, so in the beginning we are selecting our posture with balance way, not to stay long time. Our body should be balanced. Otherwise, our body may make some pain like thing like this. So we are selecting our posture balance way, so that to stay long time. So everyone will sit balance way, so that to stay long time. Sometimes when we sit the our seat or somewhere, our body make the some pain like that. So for that, so in the beginning we can scan our body from the head to foot, just several times scan and check whether any place has a pain like thing, imbalance thing. So if there is anything that we can correct that, and just make our posture to balance. After doing that, we can closed our eyes gently and closed the mouth gently, so that no any pain come from the body, and also to stay long time with our posture. So while doing that, our mind actually getting inside to our body, and also we can take several long breath in and out to make our mind to make inside our body. So while doing that, our mind come to our body. So after that, we can see what is happening in our body. Different people can feel different sensation. One may can observe the beginning of the inhale and exhale process, like the nostril area, and the another one may feel the end of the inhaling and exhaling process, that is the stomach rising and falling, and also someone else may feel the chest rising and falling, and also someone else feel the heartbeat like thing, or else someone else may feel the touching places of the your seat, like that. Different people may feel the different observation in the body. So even no one should think about I should feel this one, I should feel this one, like that. Anything you feel much prominent, you can observe what is happening to that. Different people may feel the different object. So what is the prominent for you, you can observe that just as an outside person, not think as it is your thing. You can observe that is as an outside person. As an example, I will take the nostril area feeling. So if you feel the much prominent nostril area, you can observe what is happening to that. What is happening when you are getting inhaling? What is happening when you are getting exhaling? The warmness and coolness of the breathing, and also the longness and shortness of the breathing process, like that. You can observe what is happening to the breathing process with the time. After you identify the difference between inhaling and exhaling, you can observe what is happening to that. Like that, you can observe what is happening to the you are selected prominent thing, what is happening to that with the time. So while you are observing that, it is sure your mind may go out from the primary object. Most of the people can happen there. If your mind go out from the primary object, some time after you may remind that this is not I should do now. And you can remind that I should do again, I should come to the primary object and observe what is happening to the primary object. If you happen that your mind go out from the primary object, you should not worry about the thing happen. You just come back to the primary object and again you can observe what is happening. So your mind maybe go out from the primary object and go to the listen something, go to the thinking something, like that. You can different people may feel different distraction, like sound, thought, pain, like that. So if your mind go out from the primary object and go to this kind of distraction, you should not worry about that. My mind got distracted, and well, you can just come back to the primary object, and again you can start observing what is happening. Like that, we can observe what is happening in our primary object, and we can stay long time. So I will ring the bell at the end of the session. Till that, we will do the primary mindful sitting. Okay, we will stay around 15 minutes for the mindful sitting. End of that, I will ring the bell. Hope everyone had a good mindful session. So you can share your experience.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for that excellent guided mindful practice on seated mindful sitting. So next, Bhante, the next step would be for me to briefly go through the initial instructions for a beginner. So as a refresher to anyone who's starting on mindful practice. So we would share on screen the guide for mindful practice for beginners in English, which contains the basic instructions for starting on this activity. Firstly, there are two videos, one on mindful walking, the other on mindful sitting. And once you have gone through each of the videos, you will know what to do and what to expect and how to tolerate and guide your mind during each of these activities. Once you gain those initial learnings, you can allocate maybe starting with 5 minutes or 10 minutes and stretch up to 1 hour if time permits, if your schedule permits, and allocate a small time period for your mindful walking first on each day. And then you can allocate another period of time similar to mindful walking, this time allocated for mindful sitting, and you can practice, and then you can repeat it for a few days. Once you have completed let's say 4 or 5 days of practice, you can start putting your experience into written format, write it into a report. You can describe how your body moved, how you were able to focus on the sole of your feet, how you were able to see your mind go into thoughts and come back into the primary object, as Bhante mentioned earlier. Then you can write all that in your own words, and then you can write the same report on mindful sitting. You can describe your primary object. It could be the breath moving in and out of your nostrils. It could be the abdomen falling and rising. It could also be any other body sensation. Maybe your body touching onto the cushion or touching onto the floor, the feet, lower parts of the legs touching onto the floor beneath. So you can describe all that, how your mind would have gone into thoughts, or thoughts would have disturbed your mind, mind's focus on this primary object, and whether you were able to retain the focus again back onto the primary object, can be written in your own words in a nice way. And then you can send that report through Google Form shown here, or through the email shown here, and we will present it to Bhante, for Bhante to evaluate and advise further, so that you can improve your practice. So this is a cyclical development process, where you practice based on what is taught by Bhante in these sessions, and then you write your experience into a report. Writing is a very essential thing, because it sums your thoughts for you. It while you write it, the writing itself teaches you that this is what I experienced. So it's a very good practice to strengthen, further reinforce what you have practiced and observed. Once you hear Bhante's responses to your written report, you will get even further concrete advancement. And this can only be experienced firsthand by engaging through this cycle. So we will conduct this session every Saturday for your benefit, for all of our benefit. And when you keep on participating and working on this at this level through this set of knowledge, you will see that remarkable improvement happen in your practice, and you will see benefits flowing into your general life activities, and you will feel more focused, less stress. These are the things that will happen. With so these are the the basic instructions for a beginner and also a refresher for all of us. Then the next step, as a next step, I would also put these details into the chat section in Zoom for you to copy and paste into another document on your computer. The next agenda item will be for us to read the question and answer session reports submitted for today. Bhante, there are four reports submitted to us today. Since Bhante is new to this program, we will read the reports slowly so that Bhante can catch on easily. And if at any time Bhante would like us to pause and maybe read a previous sentence again, please let us know. We will be happy to do that. So I would like to invite Anupama to kindly present to Bhante and audience the reports for today. Thank you, Anupama.
Thank you, Namantha. Avasarai Bhante, with your permission, I shall read the four reports that have been submitted today. I hope you can hear me clearly.
Yes, I can hear.
Okay, Bhante. So the first report has been submitted by an adult, and it starts off with walking meditation. Primary object sensations on lower legs and feet. Observed the hardness, warmth, cold, irregularity on tiled floor. Recognized these were felt in the mind. This was most prominent when the heel was placed on a wire across the path, and the sensation persisted for many steps thereafter. After the sensation had passed completely, thinking of the sensation brought up a very mild similar sensation in the same heel. Sound of trouser legs brushing against each other, also noted to be in the mind. Noting it as sound to begin with, but recognizing cause was touching of the trouser legs. Noted the silence from which sound arose and when it passed away. Itch on legs noted again in the mind. The itch disappeared when mind concentrated on feet. Thoughts came and went with some proliferation, including what should be included in report, till mind came back to feet. Sensation of irritation felt as a slight tightness in the chest arose at a comment by family member during the session. As the mind was in yoniso manasikara, remembered that thought would have arisen spontaneously in him, just like the uninvited thoughts in me. The irritation settled as soon as the wish, may he not be upset in the future by such thoughts, which I considered trivial, but were more important to him. Noted the change of feeling in the chest, the tightness relaxing and disappearing, and continued with the meditation. Walked 1 hour.
Okay, good report in the beginning. So you identify a lot of things while walking, because so you identify the feeling of the foot and also the some distraction come to you, distraction like pain and distraction come from your thought. Like that, you identify a lot of things. That is the most important thing. We can't do the walking or sitting without distraction, because we are staying in the normal world. While we are doing mindfulness practice in the normal world, the distraction coming, it is happening, always happening. So we have to not go away from the distraction. We have to bear up the distraction. we can identify this is the distraction come across for me current moment. If you identify that the sound is the distraction come for the current moment, the thought is the distraction come from the current moment, the pain is the distraction come this moment. Like that, if you identify what is the distraction come current moment, that is the only thing we can do. Then after we identify the distraction, it is again go away, because distraction also the another thing. As it coming and also it's also going away. So if we identify this is the distraction, then the distraction also the go away. So this is good report, because you came some distraction and also you identify those distraction and also you identify that after the distraction go away from you. And also if you can report what is happening to your primary object after the distraction, that is much better than this report, because in your report you have noted what is the thing you observe, what kind of distraction you got, and also the next part you miss, that is the after the distraction, how do you know that you come back to the primary object? The next time when you are reporting, after the distraction, you can report, how do I know that I come back to the primary object? You have to report that. What kind of the signs I know that I come back to the primary object? So next time when you are reporting, please report that things also. Other than everything is very good. So we'll go to the next one.
Thank you, Bhante. So this is a continuation of report one. This time it's about sitting meditation. After walking, sat and observed body sensations. Warmth, cold, itch, hardness, softness, rising and falling of chest, and then mind observed in and out breaths. The observing mind, watching each sensation, some arising and passing, others arising only, a few only as they passed. Body jerked a few times, as did the head. Sat upright, correcting posture a few times. Thoughts came and went, as did sounds. Sometimes proliferation of thought regarding sound. Example, what bird call it is, source of sounds. But other times, just noted it as a sound. Tingling sensations and waves of warmth throughout body. Warmth passed, but tingling continued even after meditation finished, after 1 hour.
Okay, in this report, this also, I can highlight two things. In the beginning, you are telling that you got some distraction from the pain. Then you change the posture. So that is good if you can do that with the mindfully. If you can change the posture mindfully without getting distraction for the mindfulness, that is good. But if you can stay at least another 1 second with the pain, and you can, if you do that, you can observe what is happening to the pain with the time. If you try to bear up the pain also not stay long time. Sometimes pain maybe get reduced, or sometimes get increased and reduced like that. Or maybe pain may go away from that place and go to another place like that. Pain also not stay last long. It also moving here and there, or increasing, decreasing like that. Pain also has a behavior. If you observe the pain, then you can identify the properties of the pain also. Then your primary object will be the pain. So with that, you can increase your bear up level also with the pain. So next time you can practice that also. But changing the posture also good. If you, as far as you do, it is with the mindful. if your mindfulness is getting distracted with the changing posture, it is not good. If you can change the posture with mindfully, it is okay. But next time, try to that also. Try to bear up at least another 1 second or 2 seconds like that. You can bear up the pain and you can observe what is happening to pain. The next thing is, you told that sometimes you try to observe the source of the sound. And also sometimes you try to note that this is sound. Then the try to observe in the source of the sound is not good. Because we can't finish the observing the source of sound. The different kind of source maybe make the different type of distraction. As far as you know that this is the sound, I got the distraction from this sound, and also the now I am hearing something, that is okay. Then you are not unmindful. If you try to find the source of the sound, your mind may wandering sometimes. So it may be, you take to the unmindfulness. So next time when you get distraction from the sound, you can check whether I am observing sound. Now I am the person of hearing person, like that. You can observe what is happening to that now. So other than that, everything is good. So 1 hour is a very good time. So you can practice some more and more and report as well.
Okay. Thank you, Bhante. So continuation of report one, it's on daily mindfulness. As alarm went in the morning, remember to start being mindful. Note a position of body on bed and what parts were touching the pillow, sheet, position of arms, legs, hair touching face, tickling sensation, warmth, colder areas. Moved mindfully to get out of bed, observing the hard or softer areas, touching of clothes, sounds, darkness, light outside, heartbeat, breath and tingling all over body. Recognize sounds, touch, warmth, cold sensations noted in the mind. On and off during the day, stayed mindful, including walking on busy road, but not mindful after meeting friend and seeing her baby. Only remembered that forgot mindfulness during that interaction on the way home. Watching trivia on social media for a short time, mindful precious time was being wasted. With much gratitude for the guidance, Bhante, and to the organizers. End of report one.
Okay, good. Actually, we are practicing sitting and walking to stay mindfully in the day-to-day life. In our life, we can't stay sitting on the whole life. We can't stay walking in our whole life. We are practicing those sitting and walking for our day-to-day life. If we are not practicing mindfulness in our day-to-day life, then no use of practicing the sitting and walking. So you have done the practicing mindfulness in day-to-day life, that is good. And also, in the morning, you can make the very small milestone like that. In the morning, till I go to the bathroom, I will be mindful. And after that, till I get eating, at that time, I will be mindful. Like that, you can make the very small milestone. Then with the small milestone, you will be the mindful in the whole day. If you try to stay mindful whole day, sometimes you forget that. You will forget that I should be the mindful at this moment like that. So before that, you can make this very small milestone and be mindful in that small period. Like that, you can do the mindful practice in the whole day. So anyhow, you have done some more thing and good. So we'll go to the next one.
Thank you, Bhante. So report number two is also by an adult. Walking practice. Shifting weight between feet. Felt pressure along each leg as well. Sometimes heel would brush floor and slip before increasing pressure was felt. Sometimes the stickiness would be felt at toes, at other times at ball of foot or both, as the foot was lifted to move forwards. Thoughts arose regularly and became aware of them after a few steps. Attention returned to soles of feet after a while, sometimes aware of consciously bringing attention back to feet. Noted cold sensation and sometimes warm sensations on soles of feet. Practice continued in this way for 30 minutes. Sitting practice.
Sat okay, we on a cushion. Comment for the okay. Walking first.
Okay.
In here, you have observed some details, and also you are telling that after the distraction, you observe the things after the distraction. That is most important thing. So most of the people not doing that, because when we are reporting, you have to report what is, how do I know that I come back to the primary object after the distraction. That is the most important. In this report, you have noted that. That is good. And also the ones you are telling that you, after the distraction, without anything, your mind come back to the primary object. Without anything you do, that is most important, because when our mind is go away from our primary object, sometimes we remind that I'm not in the primary object after some time. After that, we have to do something to come back to the primary object. In this report, you are telling that sometimes I come back to the primary object without doing something. That is the practice. Actually, when we are practicing something, our mind come back to the primary object without doing. That is the thing, very good thing. So with that, we move to the next one.
Sitting practice. Sat on a cushion. Observing breath as air touched inside of nostrils and upper lip. Noted touch of air on inside of nostrils with in-breath. Touch was more prominent on upper lip during out-breath. Noted urge to swallow and sensation of movements at back of mouth and throat while swallowing. Attention returned to breath. After some time, noted posture of body was becoming less upright, slightly leaning to one side. Was aware of discomfort in spine and gently adjusted posture to be upright before returning attention to touch at nostril. This awareness and adjustment of posture happened twice more during the period of practice. Ended sitting after about 25 minutes. Felt alert and refreshed. That's the end of the sitting practice report, Bhante.
Okay. As I told in previous person, if you can stay some more time without changing the posture, that is good. So if in this report you are telling that you have done those things with the mindfully. So as I told in previous one, try to stay some more time without changing posture. And also now you identify that the difference between the inhaling and the exhaling. So that is good. After the identify difference between the inhaling and exhaling, you can observe what is happening to the inhale and exhale with the time. Let's say you identify this kind of character I identify in the inhale. And this kind of another character I identify in the exhale. So you can observe what is happening in the first inhale and the second inhale. Not the inhale and out exhale. You can observe what is happening to the first inhale and second inhale. and the third inhale and the fourth inhale. Like that, you can observe the things in the specific thing in the like that inhaling, what is happening to that with the time. So in the beginning, we are asking to identify the difference between the inhale and exhale like that. After that, you can observe what is happening to the one specific thing. So what is happening to that with the time? So you can go to the next step and try to observe what is happening to the things with the time. So if you try to do that, your mindfulness also get improved with the time, and also the you can observe the characters of the our mind and also the our body as well. With that, we'll move to the next one.
Mindfulness in daily life. Vacuuming the stairs, I noted the sound of the cleaner before attention moved to touch and pressure on hands as I moved the cleaner head against the carpet. Felt touch of warm air against my leg, and then attention returned to hands as I moved from one step to another. Thoughts arose and became aware of stream of thoughts when hands moved cleaning head to the next step. Returned attention to sensation of pressure on hands and continued until the whole staircase had been cleaned. Spent about 10 minutes to note my experience for practice report. End of report to Bhante.
Okay. That is also the another kind of practicing mindful. At the like that, we can with the mindful stay with the mindful in the whole day. So this kind of small things we can do mindfully. Let's say when normally we are practicing the mindful walking in the normal way, like the balanced way. So we can be mindful walking with the climbing up to the staircase like that, or coming down to the staircase like that. You can observe what is happening to that, how what are the places your foot touching at the first when you are come upward to the staircase. What are the places of your foot at the first touching when you come down to the staircase like that? You can observe this kind of different thing while doing this kind of different activities in your day-to-day life also. So that is good. So we'll move to the next one.
Report number 3. This is by a child aged 14. Sitting meditation, roughly 20 minutes. Observations about breath, mainly felt in bridge of nose, cold in breath, warm out breath. Most breath was through left nostril with very little sensation in right nostril. Distracted by a severe itch in left arm, though this subsided after a few minutes. Often distracted by past thoughts and memories, but was able to note this and return attention to breath. Pins and needles near the end of the meditation, but this was only somewhat distracting as there was no pain. Subsided within 5 minutes of getting up. Unlike previous efforts, little to no physical exhaustion noted in body after meditation. Body feels calmer and fresher than when meditation began. End of report 3, Bhante.
Okay, with your age, it is good report because you have identified the difference between inhale and exhale, the different kind of thing. And also you identified the your right nose and the left nose differences. That is good. So with that, as I told in previous one, you can observe what is happening to the in-breath and exhaling with the time also. You can select the inhale or exhale, and you can observe what is happening to that with the time. Because now you know the difference between the inhaling and exhaling. So you can observe what is happening to that with the time also. And also you are telling that after the mindful sitting, your body is like a heavenly field. I am telling that like that. Because when we are doing mindful practice, our body also get a healing process. So that is good for our health also, and also good for our mind also. Because we can feel that when we do the mindful practice, we can feel the happiness in our body as well as our mind also. So if you can tell this to the someone else also who is not mindfully, with, then you can share the your identification with the someone else also. So you can tell those things with your friend also. So with that, we'll move to the next one. That's a good report.
Yeah, thank you, Bhante. So report number 4 hasn't specified whether it's an adult or child. I have been practicing mindfulness for some time and trying to be mindful in daily life. Sometimes, especially when I am on my own, example walking, my sensations become very prominent. I am starting to feel the changes of my sensations quite quickly. For instance, along the soles, different noises and different things I see. While keeping my attention to the change of sensation along the soles, suddenly my attention goes to my eyes, road ahead of me, and comes back to the sensation of my soles or other moving parts of my legs. This change is extremely quick, but I notice it. Similarly, when my attention goes to the sound of a car, I notice how the sound changes rapidly as the car approaches and then moves away. When I see the car, I notice that the seeing is interwoven with the hearing sensations for a very short period. During this time, my attention is not on the soles of my feet. But once the car has passed, it returns to the feet. Because it is difficult for me to find time for daily formal sitting and walking practice, is it okay to continue my practice with mindfulness in daily life, focusing on the sensations of the body and mind in this way? Will not doing formal practice hinder my progress in the Dhamma? I would be grateful for any advice. End of report.
Okay. Actually, we can mindful at any time in the anyway, but it's like that. It's saying that any time is tea time, like that. Any time is the mindful time. So like that, you should not separate the time for the mindfulness. From the beginning, in the day, beginning of the day, to the end of the day, you can be mindful. And also when you are getting sleeping also, you can be mindful. So you should not select a specific posture or specific place to be mindful. If you can be stay mindfully anytime, that is good. But for the beginners only, we are telling that we have to practice in the sitting meditation or walking meditation. If you can stay mindfully in the whole day, that is good. But if you can stay, you can select a specific time for walking or sitting, that is also good, because at that time the distraction come for you. Because with the very less distraction, you can observe about your mind. Because when we have very like thing or very dislike thing, we can't observe the actual behavior of our mind with the so much like thing or so much dislike thing. With the neutral object only, we can observe the actual behavior of our mind. The monotony come, boring come, like that. With the neutral object, we can observe the things of our mind. So if you can select the neutral object like your body or breathing process like that, then you can observe the actual behavior of the our mind. So if you can select a specific time to stay with the neutral object, that is good. But if you don't have much time, so you can be mindful in any time in your day. So try to select a specific time to stay with your body or breathing system or working system like that. Otherwise, you can observe your day-to-day life in the mindful also. So with that, we'll move to the next one. No, it is last one.
That was the final report, Bhante. Thank you very much for your valuable guidance. I think now, Mantha, the next step is the question and answer session, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Okay. Thank you very much, Anupama. Are you okay to conduct the...
yes, that's absolutely fine.
Yeah. Please go ahead.
So if anybody has any questions for Bhante, this is the time to raise your hand on Zoom, and then we'll unmute your mic so you can ask the question. I'll give about a minute or so to see the response. Yes, I think there is a question by Gihante. If you could unmute yourself, please, and ask us the question.
Thank you very much, Anupama. Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you clearly.
Bhante, you mentioned that when we have, say, a neutral object, we understand, we are aware. Now, when we are not mindful, when we are not mindful, actually, what is happening in our mind? Is it that we are too attracted to a certain object, or we are maybe we have aversion to a certain object? What is the function of the mind when we are not mindful? Because so we have a certain level of awareness when we are mindful. Where does that mindfulness go when we are not mindful? Can you help me understand that?
Actually, mindfulness is not going away, but your mind is coming to the bad thinking, like that raga, dvesha, or your mind is come to the attracting to something or disattracting to something. When you are not mindful, your mind is go to the like this kind of bad things, and also you make the bad thing with that. So if you are mindful enough, you can observe that now my mind is doing this kind of thing. Now my mind is doing this kind of thing. Like that, you yourself can identify about your mind. And also you can stop the thing to you are going to do the bad thing like that. Likewise,
okay.
If you stay mindfully in the whole day, you can observe about yourself. And also you can stop the things before it is happening in mind level.
Okay, so is it correct to say that when you're not mindful, your mind is it is taken over by the five hindrances so much that you lose your alertness? Is it something like that?
Yes, that something like that. Your mind is with the hindrances like that.
Thank you, Bhante.
Thank you, Gihante, and thank you, Bhante. Are there any more questions? Yes, I think I see Samantha or Samantha. If you can kindly unmute yourself and ask your question, please. Let me see.
Thank you. I had some problems. I'm meeting earlier on. Thank you, Bhante. I just wanted to get some advice on distractions. If during the meditation, say during the breath meditation, and if there's a persistent thought, an incident that has happened in one's recently and that's bothering and it keeps on coming to the mind and is quite prominent in the mind. So during the meditation, if that becomes, the primary object is the breath, and this is the incident that happened, and if it's prominent, it keeps, an argument within the family or something like that. And if it keeps persisting, how do you stay focused on the primary object and not let other distractions come in the way?
In this situation, you can observe that if you think about the previous thing, you can observe whether you are while you are thinking or after you thinking that you are happy or unhappy. Like that, let's say you are thinking previous thing, unhappy thing. When you are thinking that unhappy thing, your mind is get unhappy. In previous unhappy thing, when you are thinking previous unhappy thing, your mind is get unhappy. Let's say if you think previous happy thing, then again your mind is get unhappy because now you can't feel that happy thing previously you feel. So even with happy thing or unhappy thing you feel the previous one, if you think about now, your mind is not get happy because you can't come back to the previous position now in this current moment. So if you think about the previous thing and current moment, definitely you are end up with the unhappy. So thinking that, you can come back to the primary object, or you can stop the thinking about the previous thing. So you can just come back to the, you can just identify, now I am thinking previous thing. Even though you think previous thing, you can't change now it is. You can't change it now. It is already gone. So as far as you identify, now I am thinking previous thing, identify is the most important thing. Because after you identify, now I am thinking previous thing, your mind is come back to the primary object. Because you know that there is a primary object. There is a good heavenly place, or there is a good neutral object for the observation. So as far as you know that there is a neutral object to observe, after you identify your mind is not in that neutral place, your mind come back to that place. The most important thing is identify that you are now in the previous thinking. You are not in the current moment. That is, identify is the most important. If you identify that, your mind will come back to the normal posture.
Thank you, Bhante. That's very helpful. Sorry, Bhante?
I think you got what I'm telling.
Yes, Bhante, that was very helpful, Bhante. Yeah. And then by identifying it and being in the current present moment, then you're in a state of happiness, I presume, because you're not distracted by any negative thoughts, and you can change that negative thought to a positive. And then after a while, I have noticed that the mind is in a happier place, but depend on the intensity of that, what happened, then it might come back to you. But then again, if I keep on practicing like that, the intensity lessens. Would that be the role of being mindful in the present moment?
Yes, exactly. Would because that be helpful? From the beginning, we practice unmindfulness. So mm-hmm. our mind is not like to stay mindfully.
Mm. Yes. Thank you, Bhante. Thank you. Much appreciated.
Thank you, Samantha. And thank you, Venerable Bhante, for that valuable advice and guidance. We shall end the Q&A session now. So I shall hand over to Namantha now to move on to our next item.
Thank you very much, Anupama, for conducting the Q&A session. Excellent work. And Bhante, thank you so much for that insightful guidance and advice. I feel all of us found it very useful and very sharp advice from Bhante. Thank you so much. And next, I would like to invite Bhante to help us with a talk on mindfulness. I know this is Bhante's first session in this program. So Bhante is free to choose a topic on Bhante's liking and deliver some advice during the talk. I would hand over the microphone to Bhante. Thank you so much, Bhante. Much merits.
Okay, now I will try to say a small story, and this is related to our practice. So I will tell the very short story. So this story is told by the Buddha. I think most of you are Buddhist. Even though you're not Buddhist, it is okay. This story told by Buddha, it is telling that Sakuna Sutra. Sakuna means bird. This is about the bird. This story is most related to our mindfulness practice. So that's why I selected this. In this story, it is there are specific species of birds. There is kind of birds. They are very small kind. They are staying in the paddy fields, and they are making their nest inside the hole in the paddy fields. The name of this species of birds are katakirilli. I am telling the story of this katakirilli. And in this story, there's a nest. In this nest, the bird mother and the baby bird is there. When mother is going out to find the food, the mother is telling to the baby, you should not go out from the nest, or you should not go out from the hole, because there are several kind of enemies or several kind of distraction at the outside of the nest. So baby should not go out from the nest. So mother warning to the baby should not go out from the nest. So but while the baby stay inside alone in the nest, he will feel the monotony, or he will feel the boredom while staying in the his nest, because he don't have so much things to see, so much good thing to hear, so much good thing to taste, or so much good thing to feel in his body. Like that, he's staying in his nest, he feel the boredom. So one day he thought to come out from his nest, or his hole in the ground. So one day he come back to the outside the hole. So while he come back to his hole, he saw the lot of nice things. While sunny morning, he saw the lot of nice thing outside the world. He saw the beautiful flowers, beautiful songs singing by the birds, and beautiful nice smells like that. He feel lot of nice thing in outside their nest. So while he is staying feeling those things, suddenly big eagle come to him and catch him and take him to the sky. The big eagle come and take him to the sky. So while he bringing to the sky, he blame himself, not to the eagle. He blamed himself, saying that this is my fault. This is my fault. My mother asked not to go out because of my fault only. I come across this kind of sad, bad situation. So eagle hear those. He blaming to himself. So eagle told that I am so much powerful. Even though you stay in your nest, I will catch you. I will kill you. Then like that. Telling so, eagle release him again near to his nest. So a small baby released to here near to his nest. So suddenly he come back to the inside here nest. And after he come back also, he feel boredom again. So while he is staying in the nest, inside nest, he feel boredom again. So he thought to come away from the nest the second time also. But when he go away from the next, go out from the next second time, he was so much diligent. He was so much mindful. Yeah. So he come back to the nest, out to the nest, and he feel the things out in the outside world. While he feeling those outside thing, but he do those things with so much mindfully, so much diligently. So again, the big eagle catch to him. But this time he was so mindful, and also while a big eagle come much closer to the him small baby, he just come jump into their nest. So because of the big eagle come very fast way, he couldn't change his path, and he crashed the floor and he died. But the small baby just come into their nest, and he escaped from the eagle. So this is the example Buddha getting, that when we are doing mindful practice, our mind is staying with the neutral object. This is not much colorful. So let's say we are observing the nostril area. This is not much colorful object. This is the neutral object. So when we are staying with this kind of neutral object, our mind is getting bored. Our monotony is coming to our mind. So our mind is thinking to jump away from this neutral object. So when we come across the outside sound or pain or outside thing, thought like that, so our mind is just go away from the primary object. Same as that small baby thinking to go out from the nest. Likewise, when we are staying with the neutral object, our mind is trying to somehow go away from that neutral object. That is our behavior of our mind. So someone while doing practicing, if he feel that now my mind is getting boredom, now my mind is getting monotony. If you can identify about that status of the mind, what is the mind current moment, that is most important thing. Because when we are doing practicing, we don't know that our mind is getting bored, our mind is getting monotony. But after the getting bored only, our mind is come out from the primary object. At that time, there can be an outside sound. If we are mindful enough, our mind is not go out from the primary object. Yeah, because our mind is not like to the stay with the primary object, our mind is just catching the output outside distraction. That's why our mind is catching the outside distraction. Because our mind is not like to stay with boring primary object, because primary object is the neutral one, but the outside distraction is a much colorful one. So our mind is just go out from the primary object and catching the outside distraction. So likewise, the bird, second time when bird going outside, bird baby go outside, he was so mindful and also he was so diligent, and he feel the outside beautiful thing, but he was so mindful. When he get some dangerous thing, he could able to just come to his nest. Likewise, when we are doing mindful practice, our mind is go away from the primary object. But as far as I know that now I am hearing something, now I am looking something, now I am thinking something. And also, as far as I know that now I am doing this kind of thing, again, I am mindful with the another primary object. Actually, this is another secondary object. My primary object is the, let's say, breathing is the secondary object is I seeing this colorful object. As far as I know that I am doing this kind of thing, I am hearing something, I am listening something, or I'm seeing something like that. As far as I know that I am doing now this one, again, I am mindful with the secondary object. So like that, baby bird can save from the eagle. As far as I know that this now I am doing not in the primary object, but now I am doing this kind of another thing. Then you can come back to the primary object suddenly. So like that, while we are doing practicing, our mind is go away from the primary object and stay with the distraction. But if I know that I am doing this one and I know that there's a safe place or there's a primary object, I can just suddenly come back to the primary object. Like the baby bird did in second time. So as far as I know that this is a primary object, and I, as far as I can come back to the primary object suddenly, we are safe even though I am in the secondary object. So we can take this story as a example for while we are doing practicing, our mind is going away from the primary object. But as far as I know that now I am doing this kind of thing, I can just come back to the primary object and come to the safe place. So with that, I think you may get something with this story. So I try to end up the story, the small session with that. So Namanta, you can proceed.
Thank you very much, Bhante. Thank you so much for that story and the descriptive explanation on how to respond towards focus going on to the primary object and then moving back to the moving on to the secondary object and then reverting back to the primary object. Much appreciate Bhante's effort on today's session, and it's a task well done from Bhante's side. Thank you so much, Bhante. Much praise to Bhante. So with that, I believe today's session is coming to an end, and I would like to thank Venerable Bhante for today's session. So Venerable Bhante Akmimana Dhammaguta Thero joined our session today, and we went through about 15 minutes of mindful sitting practice, and then we moved on to the question and answers, where Bhante provided sound advice on the reports sent for today. Then we moved on to Bhante's talk on mindfulness with the story about the birds. And then we have collected a lot of knowledge and insight, which we can put into practice during mindful walking and during mindful sitting. And then we can also put it into practice during daily activities, general activities, and you will start feeling the benefits of mindfulness in throughout all these activities that you have to undertake, that we have to undertake during our life. So with that, I would like to thank Bhante and share minutes with Bhante, and also I would like to thank Venerable Bhante Homaguna Dhammakusala Thero for quickly arranging for Venerable Bhante Dhammaguru Thero to take his place and making all the arrangements in the background. And I would like to thank all the organizers who actively endeavored to make this program a reality and who are working hard to sustain the program at a high level of quality. Thank you and much merits to all the organizers for your time, dedication, and efforts. Then I would also like to heartily thank all those of you who are joining this session online, logging into the session, so that you are able to uplift your practice through the insight gathered from these sessions. Your logging in and participating in these sessions makes our effort fruitful. So we are very happy to see that happen. And that is a great thing for us to see. So thank you and much merits to all of you for your valued participation. Now with that, if you have any questions on the program itself or any suggestions, you can raise your Zoom hand and I can give you some time to reflect on any feedback or any suggestions. All right, I think there's no one raising the Zoom hand, so I would share the screen to for some announcements. I think you can see my screen. So on the 5th of February 2022, that is a Saturday, we have the birthday celebrations organized for our most venerable Bhante, Udayiri Agama Dhammajiva Mahathero, to commemorate his 70th birthday. So there will be a felicitation conference. The topic would be mindfulness, a career, a journey, a life. So the event will span over 9 hours. Renowned masters in meditation and mindfulness will, and scientists will discuss topics that are globally relevant as a manner of paying tribute to the Venerable Thero, Mahathero. So I would like all of you, if possible, and I would like to invite all of you to register at www.visaran.lk so you can get the Zoom link and access to participate in this session on that special day. So we are all very much indebted to Most Venerable Mahathero for his contribution within Sri Lanka and globally, as you can witness from these sessions, for what he has achieved and what he is currently achieving. So you are all invited to join this session on the 5th of February, and I will repeat this announcement next week as well. Moving on to the announcement number two, I would like to showcase the One Forest Monastery website, which is nisarana.lk. You can go onto the website and find heaps of audio and video information, books and articles, and other important information that you can use to improve your mindfulness moving forward. That's the second announcement. And then the third announcement is the wonderful initiative called Satipasala Foundation from Nisarana Forest Ministry, which is actively teaching and researching methods to teach and impart lessons of mindfulness to young children, to the teenagers, and to the elderly people, persons from all walks of life. So please go onto the website on satipasala.org and you can familiarize this happening there, and you can start participating on these events. Okay, with that, I will stop sharing the screen. So the next announcement would be, the next announcement is on kindly requesting you to spread the message of a program, of a session like this, where we are trying to pass on mindful practice and its benefits and the knowledge on how to do it to all others. Please feel free to communicate this to anyone who is interested. They do not need to be of Buddhist background. We don't usually transmit this program and sessions as a Buddhist event. We try to transmit it as a general event, a general message on mindfulness. So any person who's a non-local to Sri Lanka, who's a non-citizen of Sri Lanka, whether they be from the USA, Australia, or Germany, or wherever, that they are speaking English and can comprehend English, any person from any country in the world can participate in this in these sessions. So please feel free to pass a message on to them, to anyone who's interested. And this is please don't take it as a burden on yourself. To it is not something that you have to do. It is something you can do if you feel someone is interested. So those are the four announcements for today. And again, I would like to wholeheartedly thank Venerable Bhante for stepping up to this opportunity. I think might be with sudden notice to join this session. And we all would like to wish Bhante the merits and the ability to develop Bhante's mindful practice further and advance further. So with that information and statement of thanking Bhante, I would like to end the session for today. Thank you all for participating. And I wish all of you a happy and mindful week ahead. And we will meet next week with a similar session on mindfulness for beginners in English. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much and have a mindful week. Okay, I'm leaving from this side.
Thank you so much, Bhante.